Okay. Okay. We will continue from page 103. Did we finish 102? Yeah, then continue 103. Eh? Oh yeah, we finish 102. 103 is part 3 now, part 3. Yeah. Well, earlier on we discussed about enlightenment. Eh? Okay.
Part 3.1. Understanding what mindfulness or sati is very important. Sati is before the knowing, just an awareness within the moment without thought, that is a phenomenon, and mind as one without thought. Like anapanasati or mindfulness of the in and out breath, just feel the breathing and then mind and breath move as one, in complete synchrony, without thought, following the Buddha's instruction. Breathe in, one is aware, and breathing out, one is aware, etc. A calm and peaceful mind is only a byproduct of a well-trained mind, but the main purpose and intent of the Buddha's meditation is not about becoming peaceful and calm only, but to develop the wisdom to be at peace with all situations. Otherwise, one will be trapped with a mind that is attached to the calm and peaceful meditation as the good meditation. And when your meditation is not peaceful and calm, then you are afflicted and you label it as bad meditation. Hence, your sensual desire and ill will, which are hindrances of mind, are still there. Like the saying goes, any sense experience, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, is a prelude to suffering or dukkha. Even very fantastic and so-called good meditative experiences, including the experiencing of jhanas, seeing of nimittas, etc., are just conditioned arising states within meditation. And unless one can develop the wisdom out of them to free the mind, then they are of not much use. 3.2. Question 1. Brother Teo, during the meditation, when I hear the birds very loud and excited chirping, I follow your instruction, just be aware and no more noting. Is it correct? Brother Teo replies, it is very dangerous to do that because when you quote me and follow what I say, fire your own interpretation of it without proper investigation to develop your own understanding, then you become gullible. The reason being, when you are fully aware and without thought, the listening is very different because it is with a silent mind in full creative awareness and attentiveness. Only then can you truly awaken via clearly witnessing the conditioned arising nature of the hearing consciousness within your meditation. This is not as a concept or a theory, but truly realizing it during the meditation. So that is why I always say, don't quote me, but just cultivate to investigate and find out for yourself whether what I have said to you is the truth or not. Don't just believe me and be gullible, okay? Nevertheless, it is a good question because if you don't ask, I cannot point out your mistake and explain further. When you meditate, you just relax your body and mind and maintain the silent inner awareness to be watchful of what is going on within one's form and mind. How one reacts to sense experiences and get conditioned into the various mind states to become afflicted via one's heedlessness and wrong view, and how one functions as a human being, and how we become what we are, how our mind, thoughts, feelings and emotions arise and pass away following the 12 links or law of dependent origination. Awareness or sati is the silent mind before the knowing, and it is just awareness and without thought. that is mind and phenomena as one in perfect harmony and synchrony, to move and flow with life. But due to ignorance and delusion, the mind cannot become heedful or mindful because it thinks a lot and becomes very heedless via its habitual tendencies. Through ignorance, the mind keeps on reacting to sense experiences, to arise the likes and dislikes, fear, worry, and anxieties, and restlessness, and doubt, etc. throughout the day. These are the five hindrances of mind that hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace and calmness. Such continuous heedless thinking with the five mental hindrances will become so habitual, and this is the reason why most living beings think a lot and they find it so difficult to meditate. The moment they close their eyes, there are so many thoughts. So, the first thing to do in meditation is to develop the opposite five spiritual faculties of Sadda, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya via your daily devotional puja to counter the hindrances, thereby reversing all the heedless thinking so as to become more peaceful and calm. Another skillful means is to do the mind sweeping method to just feel and relax the body and mind without thinking so as to decondition your habitual heedless thinking. It will also train your mind to be at the location you want to be. This is followed by anapanasati or mindfulness of the in and out breath so as to develop apamada or heedfulness of mind. When the mind is trained and heedful, it listens to you. You want it to be silent, calm and peaceful, it will just do that. If you want it to be aware at the moment of feeling, perception, activities of mind and consciousness, it will just do that. Such a mind can meditate and understand what is going on. You want it to think, then only it think. Otherwise, it is silent, relaxed, and just aware within. The mind becomes like your obedient and faithful servant, and it is always at your command to do what you instruct it to do, especially to live and experience all the beauty and wonders of life, and live life to the fullest and meaningfully. If the user of thoughts is wise, then thoughts become beautiful, right and wholesome thoughts. Otherwise, if the user of thought is evil and heedless, then thoughts become evil, that is wrong thoughts that constantly condition one's evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion, leading to all the suffering and miseries. This is the reason why the Noble Eightfold Path is about right thoughts only. The cultivation of the five spiritual faculties is very important because it can help you overcome the five hindrances of mind, which are sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and doubt, thereby enabling you to understand easily the Buddha Dharma and meditation as taught by the Buddha. Radiating love and metta via reciting, may this body and mind of mine be well and happy always, also helps complement the cultivation because it will bring about a calm and composed mind with a lot of inner well-being and happiness. And this positive mind states of good vibration will help improve and strengthen your immune system. When the mind has a lot of well-being, joy and metta, it can become calm and composed because it is without the heedless thinking and hindrances of mind. Hence, it can be heedful to develop the meditation, especially after a stressful day. If one can meditate to bring about inner peace, inner well-being and inner clarity of mind, to develop the wisdom, then one can be in a state of constant relaxed inner awareness with a lot of inner peace and joy always.
Okay, I will explain a bit. Turn back to the last page, just now, preceding page, 3.2, question 1. This one is a very common mistake by Kayamita or cultivator in the early days. They try to listen to what I say, then they try to copy before investigating, before understanding. They say, Bertio, during meditation, when I hear the birds actually chipping, the birds very loud and excited chipping, I follow your instruction. Just be aware and no more noting. The question is the problem. Is that right? Or is it correct? In this way, you will never learn. Do you understand? Why do you need to ask? You haven't even investigated into it. And you only quote me. That is very dangerous. I follow your instruction now. Of course, I say relax first, then aware, understand or not? But he thought I commented on the meditation that they did before that, because they do all the nothing, nothing, nothing. So she only got one part of what I say. Just be aware and no more nothing. Then he want to ask, is that right? Means you are not investigating, you are not finding out, you want answer. So no amount of answer I give can help you. That's why you look at my answer, it's explanation of understanding what meditation is, how to develop it. So never fall into that trap again. Even if, let's say, you didn't listen completely, but at least you do. Then you find out. Then you tell me, when you interpret what I say, just be aware and don't note. What are you doing? When you interpret my statement again, you asana, means you don't verbalize. But are you aware? Inside thinking, other things arise. Because the problem with human beings is, if they don't let the mind do something, what will happen to the mind? Yeah? It will wander always there. It will think a lot, isn't it? True or not, human? You got nothing for the mind to do. Very good. Oh, you can remember. Oh, very good. Ideal mind is a devil's workshop. Oh, idol, yeah. Pronunciation wrong. The idol one. So, when you don't investigate, you will have that problem. But this mind, you must give it something to do. You remember my mind sweeping method? What did I tell you? Relax, feel. Feel what? Any tension, any tightness, any stress with it. You give the mind do this, then the mind will feel got something to do on the job. Then it won't run away and do other things. If you are so used to the nothing, then the mind is so used to nothing, then only didn't wander off, then now you stop nothing. Then you tell me you follow my instruction, just be aware. If your spiritual faculty is not there, how can you be aware? You understand or not? Then the mental hindrance come. Actually, you are in a worse position. You understand or not? You know, the mind got nothing to do, that mundane mind. So it will do a lot of other things that it wants to do. And this comes from your heedless thinking, your conditioning, the way your mental conditioning is conditioning you. So when you have this type of question, you have to ask yourself, am I investigating? So if you don't quite understand what I am trying to explain to you, you have to ask. At least you ask. But I don't know, my mind cannot stay calm. Then I don't know how to be aware. That is the right question. You can follow. Yeah? At least you try, because when you say, I don't note anymore, I just follow relative's instruction. And according to her word, just be aware. Can you do that? Without the spiritual faculty, you cannot do that. Understand? That's why I straight away know you won't learn. Then the most gullible is asking me for the answer. So at least here she asked, is it correct? Then if I answer wrong, not correct, what is he going to ask me next? How to do it? Understand or not? You want answer, but you don't want to find out, you don't want to investigate. The sharing is already complete. If you have mental hindrance, it will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state or inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. Means you cannot be in the state of silent awareness. What must you do? Huh? You cultivate the opposite five, spiritual faculty, and stabilize it so that all the mental hindrance will cease. Do I have space to write? Taken already, the shot. Okay. Maybe I have to explain to you the five spiritual faculty against the five mental hindrance, and how when the spiritual faculty is developed, it will help you root out the hindrance or temporarily overcome the hindrance. But once your five spiritual faculties stabilize, become power, bala, the mental hindrance got no chance to arise. So the first thing is check whether your spiritual faculty is there or not. If not there, it definitely thinks you can never enter the meditative state or inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness, where your spiritual faculty is not there. But if at least you have some form of faith, then the virya, born of understanding, then the mind is at least more composed because of the faith. So when it's more composed, together with the virya, you are attentive. You will develop the sati, and then it's easier. Otherwise, it can't. But if before the spiritual faculty come, you still want to meditate, then what must you do? You must develop some form of skillful means to anchor the mind, then to train the mind in sati until it's stabilized. This you must understand. Then you know what to do, and you know what you are doing in the limb of meditation. The purpose is what? To train this mundane mind that is heedless, because without the spiritual faculty, it will behave like that, so that it is mindful first. Then stabilize it to be ever mindful. You must get this understood so that wherever you go, whether daily mindfulness or formal meditation, you know what meditation is and you know how to train. But after you train already, all this, like no need really. You can just meditate. You can just lie down. Well, your spiritual faculty already there. You already trained. You already developed until the anapanasati, no thought. Everything quiet, tranquility still. You already realize that. Then the mind already in sati. Then the moment you lie down, you will be in sati. Well, in the daily mindfulness, you also can be in sati. That is the way you should understand it and develop it. So now I will explain to you the five spiritual faculty to counter the five mental hindrance. So this one is the five spiritual faculties. Okay, revision. First one is what? Sadha means what? Faith in what? Faith and confidence in the Buddha and his teaching. Through knowing who he is, how special a being he is, and how wonderful that teaching is. Second one? Virya is what? Spiritual zeal. Or spiritual tenacity is a type of energy. After you understand who the Buddha is, how special his teaching is, and how wise a being he is, he is not only enlightened, he is fully enlightened, perfected everything. You can say he is the most virtuous and the most wise living being ever to be born. To have him as your teacher, your faith not strong, then how can you cultivate? The moment I know who the Buddha is, my faith was like unshakable. At that time, the moment I read the Four Noble Truths, I was so amazed that this teaching is available, exists. Then the third one is what? mindfulness, sati. This one is most important. So the moment you have the faith, your mind becomes very calm, very composed. Then it will drive you to cultivate. That's why this virya automatically comes. You cannot be sleepy anymore. Then as you determine with this virya, you move, you were like the person with the understanding that this is important, because this Dhamma to me is so important. It's not only important to me this life, no. My entire existence, all my future life depend on my this understanding, no. Even this life, if I don't have the Dhamma, I'm going to suffer like anything. No? Then what am I waiting for? All the other thing to me is not important. Well, without this understanding, I can still be afflicted. I can still have suffering. I can still have problem. Like the Buddha, when he saw the four signs. How to confront old age, sickness and death? You understand? The other thing are not so difficult. Like at the most, you go depressed and cuckoo. Understand not? But always sickness and death, if you think this is you, is big problem. Understand? That's why the Buddha immediately renounced the world and he seek an answer to always sickness and death. But when he realized the enlightenment, he realized this body not him. So he got no more problem. True or not? No need to worry about getting old, getting sick and die. It was never him. That's how he freed his mind. That's why he understood, recalled and connected back the Sambhogayakaya spiritual body came back to him and he inherited all his understanding. That's why he can teach us about the rebirth consciousness, the dwelling, the three spiritual of Kama Niyama, Chitta Niyama, and the last one is Dhamma Niyama. So all this shows the rather unique understanding of the Buddha. And he can summarize to us all of life, though, the whole of existence, though, within the mundane and the supramundane, though, just into Four Noble Truths. And all his other teaching, the essential Dhamma, spin off from that. Who can do that? Unless he's a Samasa Buddha. Okay? Then the fourth one is what? Samadhi. Collector and unwavering mind. Collector. And unwavering. Mind. Last one. Panya, wisdom. Wisdom. Then what is the opposite five? The mental hindrance. So this is spiritual faculty. Yeah? Five, mental hindrances. See, the word hindrances is very important. It hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. Maybe I use the green one. Can you all see the green one? First one is sensual desire. Then the second one, ill will. Yeah. Third, sloth and torpor or lethargic mind. Yeah. Sloth and torpor or lethargic mind. Sleepy. Yeah. Lethargic or sleepy mind. The fourth one? restlessness of mind. The mind is restless. And the last one? Doubt. Okay, now we check. When you have faith in the Buddha and his teaching, when you understand clearly who he is and how special a being he is, and this teaching can enlighten you. And it can bring about understanding through enlightenment that free your mind from all suffering. And you are still waiting for what? You not enough suffering, you still want to suffer. To me, I will go all out and look for this type of teaching. Understand now? So with that faith, with that understanding and that confidence, it will counter what? Doubt. So this one will counter doubt. Understand now? I've got no more doubt. Well, this is the teaching that can really liberate me. Just like the moment I see, nobody can explain that. Whole of life is there. Such a wonderful teaching. Where to find? Mundane and supramundane. And it can stand up to investigation. And it's so wonderful. It can apply to life. And can free and liberate my mind. And can give me the good life. The beautiful life. The wonderful life. So this is what you must have. Then second one, with virya, it counter which one? When the spiritual tenacity, the energy drive you, how can you be sleepy, understand? It's like you go to a class, you study, but that subject you don't like, what happened? You so sleepy on. Your student like your class or what? At least yours is interesting. So if your subject is very interesting, like just now talk about death and all those things, you all wide awake, isn't it? Dinner also, never mind, can wait. So the virya is there, understand? The faith is there. That is something useful. You want to know how to die, understand? Then you want to understand. You are near death. Wow, that one lucky cow lot. I thought you say you're still young. When that day we mentioned the 63 years old one, you say young. But you say near there. How can you be young? Oh, okay. Like that better. Then once you have sati, what happened? When you are mindful, you are aware before the knowing, you are without thought, isn't it? Without thought, how can you be restless? Without thought, how can you have like and dislike? You understand or not? Everything is from the mundane mind. That stir is from your wrong view and create the wrong thought. That's why like and dislike, sensual desire, ill will, all this, they start from there. So now this thing, sati, the moment you have sati, this tree is dead. This tree, you can shoot them down. Understand? So sati will not arise sensual desire. Sati will not arise ill will where there is no thought. Then no more restlessness. So all the five, gone. But fourth and fifth is also very important. Well, when this is not stable, you think so easy to wipe off this tree. The habitual tendency keep on coming. And your sati is 6:30. Understand or not? Not only sometimes mindful, sometimes not. Most of the time not mindful. You are not stable in the daily life. Maybe when you sit in the formal meditation, can. Understand? We are in a condition state, you can make yourself calm. Yeah? Setting very good, tranquility very good. The environment is very conducive. So the first type of peace is dependent on the environment. You understand? So that type of peace is not stable. But when you train until it becomes samadhi, what happens? Collected and unwavering. Then at the moment of sense experience, do you stir anymore? That's why this one, samadhi, once it's developed, the real killing happens. Understand not? These three straight away die. You know why die? Because when this fellow is collected and unwavering, how can it have thought? You understand not? That's why with sati and samadhi, you can see things as they are, but the thought doesn't come in and interfere. You understand? The conditioning of the mind cannot come in because of this stability. Without thought, away. That's why these two is very powerful. Then, once you have this ability, your mind is most of the time quiet. That's why when you are here, you can develop wisdom. You can see things as they are, not what your brain tell you, not what your views, opinion, and conditioning tell you. The moment you have this wisdom, panya, all these five die. No more color. Oh, black one. The moment you have panya, no way to draw already. How to cross out? Maybe draw like that. All this fine, gone. Oh, PG very smart, cross out. Okay? Now you understand. When panya come, the mind cannot have the stirring and movement. There's no more wrong view. Understand? Why did you become restless? One to think is one thing, but what is the cause behind? Why is your mind restless, not peaceful? Of course, wrong view, all those things. But what is the basis behind? You must have problem with, of course, delusion. Human being like this word, no. I have problem. Problem means what? Health problem. Huh? Financial problem. Relationship problem. My girlfriend want to dump me already. Oh. Then what do you have? Fear. Worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, sadness. Then can you be peaceful? You come also, you got no mood to listen. That time during the early day when I teach meditation, they came in. Then after the 1 hour, then I ask. I say, anybody got any question or report meditation? So as usual, everybody then put up hand. But the new people are very interesting. No? They are very keen. No? So I say, you are new. How do you feel? He said, but you cannot meditate. Why? He said, the moment I close my eye, all my thinking start. No? My problem, my worry, everything. Oh, I said like that. Then what you do? He said, everybody don't move. I also don't move. I said, he was suffering down there. I said, you better go and sleep. At least you feel better. So when you have problem, when you attach and worry about the problem, of course behind it is what you all say, delusion, defilement, all these things. But to the lay people, the heedless people, the very, very powerful word that they can understand is problem. They have problem. That's why when come to first noble truth reality, I always advise the Buddhist community, don't go and teach the traditional type of Buddhist words, or the standard, we call it, scriptural term. They always tell you what? No, the eight conditions. Birth, old age, sickness, and death. All the Chinese don't want to listen on. Die. Getting old, getting sick. Can you speak something else? But if you don't tell them OA sickness and death, you tell them, you have heard people get cancer or not? Health problem. That one they relate. My friend just passed away. So and so cancer. Oh, they interested in the topic. You ask Sui An and say, our university classmate, Last time, have this once a month dinner. You know what they talk about? Talk politics. Talk about how to make money. Then sorry, pardon me, talk cock. Sweet nothing and all the day. Now, after the age of 60, please, help. Help number one. Got money, can see. So the topic changed, you know. That's why you must say help problem. Relationship problem. Otherwise you say separation. He got no time to listen to you, especially your children. They where got time? They patol now. Understand? Travel, enjoy, honeymoon. The honey got no moon. And you have all these things going on. That's why we have to relate to modern civilization. That's why when I teach the first noble truth, reality, I always advise you all or share with you all, we change the term so that the younger generation can actually follow, can develop the communication with us. They find this more relevant. This is life. You talk about depression, they understand. Because a lot of young people get depression. Understand now? So all this they understand. Then insomnia, cannot sleep. Relationship problem, my girlfriend don't like me. Want to commit suicide. A lot of these things going on. Get who know? So you have to talk in different terminology. Like getting old. You think you talk about getting old, they interested. You tell them dementia, Alzheimer, they're very interested. You got cure. You got medicine. My parents need no. My grandparents need no. Then they will be interested. Understand? So it's how you actually communicate with them through words and terminology that they can understand. This is what the Dhamma is. So here I realize the Buddhist community, this restlessness of mind, they don't know what is the thing that causes restlessness of mind, the lack of peace. You remember what I always ask you, right? Why are you not peaceful? Remember? Why are you not happy? Then I give you the very important pointer of hint. Whenever you are not peaceful and not happy, the ego roots are there. That is the best check on yourself. If you tell me you have mindfulness, you are cultivating mindfulness, when you're unhappy, miserable, also you don't know. What mindfulness is that? The moment I saw the sign, I'm very attentive already. This is the sign. The moment you are unhappy, not peaceful, you have problem, understand? The evil roots is there. And during that time, you are not peaceful because you are restless. Because you got fear. You got worry. You got anxiety. This is what is happening. And this is not thought. Every time they tell you restlessness. Then the last one is doubt. Do you know what type of doubt or not? You never inquire that. You only remember the word doubt. That one is also doubt. But the major doubt is what? Because you hear from here, you hear from there. Then the Christian one say, Buddhism, all suffering.
The Christian
one say, why so difficult? Just accept Christ and Jesus is the Savior. That's why he say, just accept Christ as the Son of God or have faith in God, then all your problems gone. Then God is all loving, all compassionate, and He promised you eternal heaven upon death as long as you become a Christian. So easy or not? That's why all the people with problems, they go there. Very strong Buddhists also do that. Very good. I think I agree. What Jared say is true. You repeat. Very good. Very staunch Buddhist also.
That's last, why I asked you the question on the what you call the Pure Land.
Oh, okay.
Do we have something helicopter or not? Is it? Otherwise, we are on the losing battle.
Actually, no need. No need. Because
you see, Christians are very good in the, what you call the, the last minute care for all those dying people.
Yeah.
Okay? So, even the in the hospital, there are groups there standing by, you know.
Yes.
Right, so the moment...
They immediately come and help you.
Help you.
Please. Condition you. Then and make you believe.
Then if a stung Buddhist, they say, okay lah. Since there's a good promise, let's go.
So now it has become like that. So, like he say, the very hardcore Buddhist, or what, staunch. Last minute also scared, Scared didn't buy insurance, Become Christian, that strong doubt. Then the example he gave very good, You remember all the wealthy fellow during the earlier day. Tan Kun Suan is one of them. Then you remember this Tony Tia or not? Together with this one, even my RGB boss also said, only one day. Oh, Christian. Then this what they call. There's another one also who became Christian. That one I don't know. No, this one is a very important figure. Because he get into trouble, then also he convert. So these are the people, you see, when they are successful, because, the YTL one, Anthony Francis Yeo. He said very young, he's a Christian. Very strong. He always talk about this one, Christianity and all things, the church. You know what happened? When they are successful, they attribute everything to God. You know why? The food we eat, thank God for the food. Thank God for everything. But kena trouble that time, never thank God. Why is God like that? Why God all loving, all compassionate, take away my loved one? Oh, the answer very good. God is testing you. You know what is testing you or not? Test your faith. Then you want to go eternal heaven, the greed. Testing me. Okay. That's what is going on. So how to counter all this? The most easy way is, I always give a very real example. Two or three of these examples. I got a classmate from Kuala Terengganu. I think Suyan know our uni mate, Chan Jong Ling. He, after the Christian caroling group came, you remember the pretty girl first year that time? After they left, you know what he told us? He said in Terengganu, his father and him and brother sister one group, the Christian group came. But the father very good. Listen, then didn't comment, and then say thank you. Then you know what the father did? He called all the children together. He said, whatever that religion is, I don't care. He can talk about love, talk about everything. What I cannot accept is, thank God for the food. The father said, he leaves out paper to give me. You go and thank God for the food. From that day, all the children understood the message. You understand or not? Everything also thank God. Understand or not? Then I used to tell one Christian, but he is an open-minded one, an engineer, consultant, very close to me. I told him, I said, what if God is karma? Then you are thanking the law of karma. Understand or not? Because as Christian, what you do? You believe in Christ. You are a true Christian. You have love, you have compassion, you keep the commandment. So you follow the law of karma. This is Buddhist teaching. Do good and avoid evil. Have love, have compassion, leading to wisdom. Your life shall improve. Then he looked at me. After I become Christian, I follow this. My life improve. You think it's God? Just like that comedian. He said, there is an invisible being up there. who is watching over the whole of mankind. Every moment, every instant, like practice mindfulness like that. Or what you do and what, all the good and bad and everything. He said, well, God knows, ma. God is almighty, ma. Then you know what he said? This invisible man is all loving and all compassionate. But he has a problem. He got 10 rules that you cannot violate, and he got one very strict rule. If you are not with him, you are not a Christian, he will condemn you to eternal hell. But he loves you, he said. He's all loving, he's all compassionate. Huh. Then the other weakness of this so-called invisible being is he every time needs money. He is very lousy in managing money. You know all the so-called donation, everything. Then he said, all these are tax exempt. So when you hear this comedian say, there's a lot of truth in it, isn't it? Because if it's so easy, I used to tell this Christian, like that, no need to do good. Understand or not? Go and commit all the vice, then last minute, baptize. Believe in God, eternal heaven. Then the same people, very religious, very pious, very kind, very generous, just because he's not a Christian, condemned to eternal hell, no. No need to ask anybody either. You will know the answer. Yeah. So, it is so clear. Then the other thing is what I told you the other night. If I were God, I am given God's power, almighty, I can create a better world. Yeah. With no war, no division, no disease, no illness, and then we can live in utopia. Yeah. You are almighty. Then there is this Larry King. Lucky best. After 9/11, he hold an interview. There were four panel members, I think. One is a Christian, one is a Muslim, one is a Hindu, and another one, I forgot, a free thinker, I don't know what. So he asked, before we start this topic, he said, I want to ask you all one question. Are you all shaken? Yeah, their religion all believe in God. Is your faith shaken? Well, everyone very steady, not shaken. He said, personally, Larry King said, I am shaken. My faith is shaken. Then he explained first. He said, my God, I was told, is almighty. You know. If he is almighty, how can he not know 9/11 is going to happen? With all the Christians inside there. How can he allow such thing to happen? That's why my faith shaken, is it? Then after that, he asked the Christian, what do you think will happen to all those guys that did that? Because they are not Christian yet. Straight away, the answer is eternal hell. Then when he come to the Muslim, he said, depend. If it's religious war, not necessary. You can bomb and destroy the two twin towers and kill so many people? Maybe. Not necessary. Then the best is, the third fellow, the Hindu. You know what he said? It appeared to me now there is more than one God. One Christian God and one Muslim God. In this case, the Muslim God is more powerful. Oh, the Christian God cannot do anything, like Larry King said. I tell you, they laugh at anything. I also laugh when I watch the video. It's crazy. And people can be so gullible. That's why use your conscience, use your understanding. Do not be gullible, understand? If it's so easy, like Garrett want to ask, got helicopter one or not, fast one, no need to cultivate like that one. Believe only, easy or not? Then how many religious war are fought in the name of these two major religions? You go and ask. Now Buddhists also have, of course, also got the Burma there, all this area, but not so what they call rampant. But whatever it is, like Krishnamurti say, religion, organized religion is the most dangerous thing. Yeah, organized religion can never have the truth. Religion is violent, you see. You know why violent? Why is religion violent? You are not man-made. You know why Krishnamurti say religion is violent? Because religion divide. You understand not? When you divide, there is bound to be conflict. Understand not? War, argument, difference of opinion. This is what the mundane mind is all about. This is what delusion is all about. That's why he said, why must you divide? Why must we organize religion? So people make use of this to control and to rule. And that's what the world is going on. That's why the world, if you want to have peace, you really need the individual to have the understanding and transform. If the individual transforms, then the collective consciousness, means our world consciousness, planet consciousness, is the summation of all the consciousness of the individual beings. Then it will transform. Otherwise, the selfishness, the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion is always there. The Buddha knew. This is due to ignorance. And stock market also, they know. The investor, the financial people, they say the whole of the market psychology is only two words, greed and fear. What is greed? Greed is greediness, isn't it? It's an evil root, isn't it? Fear? Delusion. Greed and fear. Because of greed and fear, the market psychology behaves this way. That's why there are boom and bust. You know how the boom and bust come about. When the economy is going well, then it creates a boom. So when there is a boom, there is a lot of money being generated in there. Then it drives the economy in there. Then everybody like got money in there. I remember that time Xuan Hua came during the 80s, the market was booming. Then he was in Taiwan now. You know what the Taiwanese tell him? They make offering to him and say, Ta Jia Le. You know what is Ta Jia Le? Everybody also prosperous and happy. Then he warned them, no. They don't believe him, no. After that, Black Monday, the collapse of 1987, Black Monday, I forgot what year already. The whole world market just collapsed. So when you have this type of thing, everybody is chasing after money. Very easy money, understand or not? 大家乐, everybody prosperous, everybody happy, Got such thing, or not? It's a bubble building up, understand or not? Then, it's like musical chair. Or going to party. Good food, pretty girls, handsome man. So, everybody attracted, isn't it? Go. But if you eat until you drunk, or you forgot to leave, you end up paying for the bill, isn't it? Correct? That is what is happening. So somebody need to foot the bill. Everybody like to go party, understand? But don't be the one ending up paying the bill, understand? The best is don't go to that type of party, understand? Understand. That's why understanding free you. So what happened is, with all this understanding, you no need to fear all these other religions, because they cannot stand up. They cannot actually give you the understanding of life. That's why my nature, I can never be tempted or even interested. With this type of teaching, the very few statements they make, I question really. They can't answer. And you ask my wife, a few Christians, they came to my house, so we invite them in, we say, yeah. Then they try to share all things. Then I ask them a very sincere question. How long have you been in this faith? All very new one. Some less than 1 year, some 1 year. Then one slightly senior one, maybe 2 years. You know what they were told or not? They told to glorify God. How to glorify? Bring in more member, more believer, so that the church got more member. Everybody 10% after tax. That's how the organized religion is. We are not saying bad about things because it's up to people, all this. But because of that, then I ask them, if you yourself is so new, you not even have in-depth understanding of what this religion is, and you come and tell me all this based on what the pastor tell you, then I got question for you. Then I ask you, do you know who is God or not? Because they are still new, so they cannot answer. But I want them to answer, God is Almighty. Then I can continue. They say, God is God lah. You must have faith in God. You must believe in God. Of course, they speak very kindly, very gently, which is quite a good thing. Then after that, I ask a few more questions. I say, according to science, I ask them, you read Genesis or not? He say, yes. You believe what is written or not? God created the world. First day, what he do? Let there be light. There is light. Let there be what? There is what? I say, you study science or not? You study geography or not? Day and night, you need God to create. Sunlight come, you think from God. Then they keep quiet. Then they sit around there. Then after that, they say, Mr. Teo, we'll come back to you. You're going to look for the pastor. But the pastor more smart. He come in, he hear a bit, after that he know already. He withdraw. Because he cannot answer a lot of questions. So if you know how to attend to all this, you don't have to argue with them. You just discuss with them. Just sincere, open discussion. Then they will see their own fallacy. Then there was one lady, I remember, quite new. Then after I explained, he said, can I know what religion is this? I say, you don't have to know what religion. It's not really a religion. It's truth. You can understand it. It's just truth. Nature's truth. So a lot of these things, when you have the Dhamma, you don't have problem. You can resolve it. So coming back to this, not finished yet, is it?
Before you...
Yeah.
What's the difference between Bodhisattvas and God?
The Buddhists got a lot of God, Devas, up there. Understand? Devas. You know what is Devas?
Bodhisattvas and Deva. What should be our state of mind? You know, like
who asked you to pray?
I pray, ma.
No, that is from Christian. You don't pray to anybody. You pay respect. Understand? Reverential salutation. And that is a meritorious action. Praying is not a meritorious action. Pray for what? I used to have this joke. You know what they told me? He said, Gong Jia Ting Gong. You understand? That's why sometimes you like Gong Gong, it's very good. We are Gong Jia Ting Gong, nature pay you back. You are not cunning. You don't cheat, you don't deceive. Then you receive back from nature. So what is important is, they need to pray is because they don't understand what is prayer. If you understand what is prayer, then you develop your heart. You develop your heart. You can actually touch your deep, what they call conscience. Your conscience. Then when you have faith, what happens? Your conscience then move. Then when you really have faith, then when you pray, they say prayer answer. It's actually not prayer answer. Your faith, your sincerity, move heaven. You understand? 感动天啊. Then there is a... Well, you are so sincere. Understand? And you have faith. And through that faith, you do all the good things. That's why you pray for certain things that is not selfish. Understand or not? Like you want to help your children. Because they have problems and all that. So they use power of prayer. So the word is always pray with your heart and... they use the word soul. But they don't understand. Pray with your heart and conscience. Then it touch. So sometimes the faith very strong. It can bring about certain type of result. Yes? The nature's law actually have provision for that. So you must have faith first. Then you must be kind, must be sincere. Then because of that, your sincerity, it can move heaven. And it can cause things to happen. So you don't pray if you don't have the understanding. Prayer is not paying respect. Understand? Prayer is you believe that God can help you. You understand? But 911 already show you God also subject to nature's law, understand or not? He said God Almighty, but all the Christians also have to die, isn't it? Any Christian don't die. Don't get sick, don't get old. You understand? So God Himself, the only Son He sent down, Jesus, also died on the cross. But they say He resurrected. Understand or not? But all this is very easy to understand. But the Buddha said, whatever that is of the nature to arise, is of the nature to cease. So whatever that is born will die. When we are in a conditioned world. Then you believe in eternal life. What's salvation? Salvation, I want to say. So, don't be gullible, understand? Find out yourself, investigate yourself, then get the understanding, then you will know how to live life. Okay? Then we go back to this one. So, always remember, without the five spiritual faculty, you cannot deal with the mental hindrance. That's it. Without the mental spiritual faculty, you cannot deal with the mental hindrance. But now, you start to see how the mental hindrance can be rooted out. So, spiritual faculty is very important. And it's not difficult. You only have to do sati and samadhi. And all this gone. In fact, the first three already good enough. But better to have samadhi. Then the mind becomes collected and unwavering. It will not stir. Then you will develop all the wisdom and understanding to finally, permanently deal with all this. Then they cannot arise. When this one becomes power, balas. You know what is balas or not? It becomes unshakable. Your faith unshakable. Your virya unshakable. Your sati unshakable means ever mindful. Your samadhi unshakable means this samadhi is really collected and unwavering. Later on, born of wisdom, this one become upeka. This one transformed to become upeka. So when wisdom come in, panya come in, this one become upeka. 1P or 2P? 1P, okay, thanks. So this one is equanimity supported by wisdom. Supported by wisdom. So this is equanimity. So this is the real upeka. The one in the conditioned state one is not the real upeka. The fourth jhana or those things is not the real upeka. So this is clear. That's why you will understand what meditation is. Check. Spiritual faculty there or not. Not there, cultivate. If not there, still want to meditate, mind sweeping method, mind anapanasati. Then it becomes very clear then. Okay? You read on, I think the explanation is at the back there.
Matthew, coming back to doubt, right? How does a person address self-doubt, especially in the...
I forgot to explain that one. My daughter gave some example. Doubt about the practice, doubt about whether you are doing it correct or not, and all those things. So here, doubt means you are not sure. Not sure means you don't have faith, you don't have confidence. Here you don't want to find out what is meditation, as taught by the Buddha. So you tend to have doubt. Then when you do, because you have doubt, the faith not there, you cannot gain any progress. You understand? It's just like when you want to go for exam. When you doubt, because you are not prepared, understand? Then you also cannot understand what the exam question is going to be like, because you didn't really study or find out what that thing is. So it's the same. So when you have doubt, means you're not sure. So first is, you doubt yourself. That is the worst. You doubt yourself means what? I very child, I cannot. You tell me also no use one. You give me the best teacher also no use. It's just like people without confidence. They doubt that they can do it. So like, let's say somebody come and tell you, hey, you can do better, no? You come. I take you there. Go and do investment, he tell you. Then he said, you understand? You can be successful. You can make a lot of money. He don't even want to listen. Not for me, one, this one. You know, I cannot. So that doubt itself actually stop you from even finding out, investigating. But the one that has potential and is able to make it, you know what type of quality they have now. They always say the quality or character of the wealthy people who make it, and the one that is not successful and don't make it, they give a lot of example nowadays, I think, in the WhatsApp and all those things. And what is the main example they give? They say the one that has the potential to make it, he will look at it and become very interested. Okay, I will give it a try. Yeah. Because you got nothing to lose. Eh? But the moment you doubt, what happened? You don't believe anymore. No? You straight away don't even give it a chance. No? You just close the door. Finish. That's why they forever within the comfort zone, forever they stay the way they are and they never change. And they are poor. Whereas the rich one, if this one fails, try another one. Then one day you will hit the right one. So you must have this confidence in you and willing to listen, have an open mind. But here, in here, the five mental hindrance, the doubt here, the Buddha means is different. Doubt means you lack confidence. It's okay, don't worry. Chill. I didn't wear the coat, that's why I have to wear. It's getting chilly. You need your warm clothing, better go and get it. So this doubt here means you don't have faith in the Buddha, in his teaching. Because you never find out, you never develop the understanding. So when you don't have faith in his teaching and the Buddha through knowing who he is, you will have doubt. Because you don't know what you are doing. Then you say, people tell me only, you know, the Buddha fully enlightened, no. Sure not. They were that one, no. Then they say, I heard people say, especially the Christian, no. Buddha is not God, no. He is a human being like you and me, no. You pray to him for what? When you hear this, which one will you decide? Theirs is God, no. Yours is human being, no. Like you and me, no. Then you start to doubt. Understand or not? Hey, maybe they are right, no. He's not a God, lah. Why should I pray to him? Why should I believe in him? Why should I have faith in him? So you always choose a more powerful one. Because theirs is a God, no. Almighty, you know, can assure you eternal heaven when you die, you know. Even before you die, also can assure you, as long as you believe. So when you have this, then you create your own doubt. And this comes from coming. But if you have been a cultivator, unshakable, like my nature, when I come, I go and check and survey all the religion, none of them can answer me. You know, when I was in Form 5 that time, I asked, no? Then you know what the pastor and all this religion told me, even behind. He said, God is almighty. I said, God is almighty. Can you give me more detail? Does it mean that almighty, he can do everything? He said, yes. Okay. Then I'm a science student, I say. Everything I come to experience and see in life, nothing is created by God. Everything comes naturally to nature's law. Then the law of physics. Nothing can be created nor destroyed. Then you tell me God created all the living beings. And all of God's creation are what they call God loved all his creation, or something like that. Oh no. God created all these living beings in his own image, understand? Then I ask, your God got image or not? Don't have. Then after ask a few more questions, he tell me what? He said, you cannot ask like that. Why? God is almighty, beyond question. God has a reason for everything. So how to ask? Then I say, I cannot, sorry. I cannot believe. To me, belief is no use. I need answer. I'm a science student. If I have the answer, I go all out. That's why finally, none can actually pass the choice or selection. Yeah. So because of that, I don't hold on to any. Until I was given that book, then no need to ask. No question asked, because that book, the Four Noble Truths, straight away, this one understood. Nobody can do that. So when you have that from the past, you will not have doubt. But because not everybody has that type of parami, the past, cultivation, all that. So this doubt you have to overcome through a very strong faith. The faith must come from understanding, not belief. You know, belief is blind faith. You understand, huh? Whereas if you understand, your faith becomes unshakable, Jenny. Because the Buddha is such a great being. Not only enlightened, he's fully enlightened, no? And he explained to you, he, like you as a human being, but he has been in samsara for so many aeons and aeons and aeons to perfect this understanding and teaching, no? Then do you think he is a normal human being? He is a very, very special and unique human being. That's why our faith in him become different. Then this doubt will never arise. Then I check the Four Noble Truths. The whole of life, secret of life, can be summarized in this Four Noble Truths, mundane and supramundane. Where else can I find this teaching? Then I even tell myself that even if I'm enlightened, I cannot put it in words so beautifully and so simple. Yeah. Then
sorry,
yes.
Mother Teo. Perhaps I can. Let me clarify. The doubt I'm talking about is this self-doubt. Like, for instance, when you're back in school, as a student, for instance, we are really keen, we put in the effort to do physics. Okay. Physics is tough, we attend tuition and everything.
Okay.
But yet again, we fail.
Yeah.
You know, then eventually you try, you go for this teacher, that teacher.
Yeah, you know.
The teacher is good.
I know.
But because we don't have the intelligence, we just fail.
Eventually,
we're failing and failing.
Yeah.
Eventually, a thought will come one day that says, perhaps physics is not my forte. Perhaps
correct.
It's time
correct.
To drop physics because I'm not going to really get it.
Correct. That's self-doubt.
Yeah, because the Buddha's teaching is interesting because it's not limited only to intellectual understanding.
Correct.
You need realization to uproot whatever wrong view.
The awakening.
Correct. So no matter how much I try to intellectualize the whole
cannot,
thing without realization,
you can't. Yeah, you can't. You have to go in with the faith, go in and investigate his teaching. Yeah. Then you will be successful.
Similar to physics, no matter how it's taught, if you memorize,
cannot. You can never understand. Very good.
This is self-doubt that I'm talking about.
Yes.
In this journey, you know, when there is truly this sincerity to learn, but yet I cannot get it.
Yeah, because you don't have the proper understanding. Because nobody can guide you. Then now you know that, like physics, you have to study with understanding. That's why I say faith must come with understanding. And then you will penetrate. There is no more a knowledge. No more just hard work. All this will not work. What will work is when you really serious about life, you know that he has the teaching and he is such a beautiful being, that faith will drive you to investigate his teaching. You don't have to believe him. Belief can never free your mind.
So when it comes to our studies in the past, so I came to this conclusion, when it comes to studies, it's always intelligence. If I have it.
Intelligence.
In this practice, unfortunately, if I don't have the wisdom, it's similar to that intelligence.
Correct.
So how do I, you know, how do I develop intelligence or wisdom in this case? Yeah.
Okay, the question is very good. Huh? I give you another example first. I think most of us, the Thursday class one, we know this Eric, isn't it? Eric, remember? Eric. Last time he got a lot of this self-doubt. Because he has this karmic thing. Then, just like what Dennis said, he actually among the family, the three children, I think, he is The last one, I don't know, I forgot. So he's very weak in his study. He has colleague everybody. Normally you go to college, seldom you fail one. You will pass on it. He failed so many times. Then every time the mother will say those things, actually the mother has good intention, want to help, want to actually motivate him. But he doesn't know how to use the appropriate words. So it's like the habitual tendency is already there. So he started off by keep on telling him, why you so stupid? Why you like that? Everybody, then compare him with other people. Then at first he was very angry, very depressed. Why my mother treat me like that? He's supposed to love me. Why did he say all these things to me? He said, I already failed and have enough of this problem. How come all this keep on coming? Then he actually held on to this. That's why I told him about memory, accumulation of experiences, or your fear, your phobia, your whatever. He start to understand where it relate to his problem. Then immediately he's the fastest. He came out of his depression. Half of his life, I think about 29 years old, 15 years he was in depression. Then after talking to me, attending the class, for I think 2 or 3 sessions, he came out of it, and he came and thanked me. You know what he told me finally? He said when he keep on hearing the mother saying all those things to him, he bottle up all these things. Then one day, like what you say, the thought came and tell him, hey, maybe your mother is right, you are really stupid. Because he realized everything he tried, he failed. Then he lost confidence. So when I explain the Dhamma to him, I say all this is coming from the past. Because when you were the parent, you did the same thing to your children. You don't know. You understand? Then the children go through suffering like you. So now got condition, you got a parent that create all this condition for you to become like what you did to your children last time. Then he started to understand. Then I said, you have to develop the understanding to ask for forgiveness, repent. Then invoke power of merit for turnaround. Then he is the one that use understanding to free on. That's why he can understand me. I give him some example. I say, let's say this is red hot burning. Okay? If you hold, what happens? It torment you, isn't it? It burn you, isn't it? What is the obvious thing to do? Put it down, not letting go at all. Put it down. Put it down, relief, isn't it? No more tormenting me. No more burning me. Then I have clarity of mind. Then I ask, what is this? Every time give me problem. Understand? And why I have problem? Well, you hold. And I explain to him, it's because of your wrong thought. Then I explain what is wrong thought. Thought that condition, your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, that torment you, that is wrong thought. If it's tormenting you, burning you and causing you so much misery, why are you still holding on to that thought? Then only he start to tell me his problem, about what the mother did to him and when he young, he how. Then he said, I have been holding on to this thought for the last 20 over years. And he was in depression after, I think, he was after 14 or 15 years old, until 39 years old. That's why he suffered. Then I asked him, I said, if that is the case, do you want to learn this teaching? He was very interested. So what happened was when he start to understand, then he know this memory thing, accumulation of experiences, good and bad, your phobia, your scars of memory, that time was in Sri Anshao Thursday class. So that one was very clear to him. Then he realized what caused him that lack of confidence, lack of faith, and because of that self-doubt, he was not able to perform and deliver. So when that was explained to him, he starts to develop the faith. I said, you have to follow the advice of the Buddha, pay respect, do all those things, then break your karmic obstruction, then the result will come. Then he starts to do. And you know what happened now. There is one subject he never passed on, every time failed on. When he had this understanding, that confidence, somehow he passed, and he did very well. Then after that, his job also, he started to get job. And I teach him how to investigate, how to go and check with people, because these are career things, these are worldly things. How to check if people who are successful easily get job. Then he realized one thing. His CV was horrible. You write that type of CV, you can never get an interview also, not to say get job. So because of that, the friend told him, "Ayo, Eric, your CV cannot." Then he asked him, "How?" He said, "I show you." Then the friend, I think out of love and compassion, guide him and teach him and produce a very good CV. Then he write to the big five. He's not even an accountant. He was taken in. He was so surprised. That's why he was full of joy. He came and thanked us. He asked Suyana. Then he transferred back to Penang. He had so much joy. Then later on, he came down to KL again. But there was something, finally a blessing in this guy that happened. Then he cleared everything. And he came and see me. He said, "Where till I'm back in BJ?" Okay, I also forgot already. So these are the things. What you say, the self-doubt is true when you don't have the understanding. Then this one actually make you very, very weak. The self-doubt will make you weak in the sense that you don't have confidence. When you have confidence in yourself, what is the famous saying? When you have confidence, half the battle is? When you lack confidence, before you start, you lost the battle already. Understand? That's why faith, confidence is very important. If you believe you can make it, you can make it. If there is a will, there is a way. Where got difficult? Not difficult. To me, if I want to understand something, I will do it. Because it's important. And I will be very good at it. Because it's the individual. If you have the understanding, you have the understanding, whatever. Because to me, it's very simple. If other people can do, I can do. And I know my nature. I can do better if I'm interested in that field. That's why I'm an engineer now, but I'm very good in financial thing, investment, I will say. Why? You know, I have the interest. And when I have the interest, I go in with understanding. I don't follow people's method, technique, and all those things. Shortcut, all those things. No. I understand then the whole market psychology, the big picture, then I go in. Okay, Danny? So, to develop wisdom, I haven't answered you. To develop wisdom, like the Buddha say, you need the five spiritual faculties. You know what is spiritual faculty or not? Spiritual faculty are faculty of mind that can enable you to understand spiritual teaching. That's why you need these five. Without these five, you cannot counter the other five. You cannot meditate. If you cannot meditate, you cannot be heedful. You cannot awaken. The heedless are as if dead. That's why spiritual faculty is very important. No matter which direction you come, mind sweeping method, skillful mean, whatever, is to just train your mind to have sati. Then stabilize it to be ever mindful. Then use it to cultivate noble eightfold path to be heedful. The final outcome is still heedfulness. That's why the Buddha, before his parinibbana, he reminded the monk one thing. Strive on with heedfulness. That's it. So to develop wisdom, you need to train your mind, develop mindfulness, very stable, until it's ever mindful in the midst of life. Then use it to cultivate noble eightfold path. And you will definitely become enlightened. Because heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. So to me, it's not difficult. You only need to train yourself to have this sati, stabilize it. That's why daily mindfulness, sati sampajana, is very important. Then after that, use it to cultivate. Then the Buddha guarantee you enlightenment in the here and the now. He, under the Dhammapada verse on Appamadavagga, the section on heedfulness, very clear. Every of the Dhammapada verse is on heedfulness, nothing else. And it's all about enlightenment. Yeah. And there is one Appamada verse I forgot already. It's something like, when you have Appamada, it's like you want to go through any problem or obstruction or whatever. The Appamada is like a laser, not laser, like that time didn't have laser. It's like a very strong fire that burns through all things. That is what heedfulness is. I forgot the Dhammapada verse number already. Maybe you can remember. There is one. He said heedfulness is like a very, very powerful fire. Just burn through everything. All the defilement will be rooted out. You can go and check. We are in the early day, I remember I read that one. But that one to me is very difficult for people to understand. So that's why I only choose the first three. 21, 22, 23. But the first three are most important. It supports the Buddha's focus on meditation. Without heedfulness, you are dead. With heedfulness, you will rejoice in the rhyme of the Arya. And he said the wise will intend on heedfulness. Then the Pandit Dhammapada verse 23, 100% guarantee you. The moment you are heedful, you are destined for enlightenment. You will realize Nibbana. Yeah. So this is why the teaching is very, very unique. So always remember, spiritual faculty to enable you to understand spiritual teaching. So this one I didn't write. So I write down better. Spiritual faculty enable one to understand spiritual teaching. So this one is very important. That's why the word is spiritual teaching. Not any other teaching, spiritual teaching. The mental hindrance, the key word is hindrance. It will hinder your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. So, clear, then? Yeah, sadhu. Yeah, I think so.
Yes. Wow, good.
Sadhu. That's why IT graduate very fast. Verse 31. A bhikkhu who takes delight in mindfulness and see the danger in heedlessness advance like fire, burning all fetters, great and small. Now you understand. A bhikkhu who takes delight in mindfulness, leading to heedfulness, and see the danger in heedlessness, advance like a fire, burning all the fetters that bind you in samsara, great and small. See? Appamada, heedfulness, nothing else. Verse 31. Thank you. This Pali word, I think, Ingvi know how to read. Appamadara to bhikkhu. No, appamadara to bhikkhu. Pamade bayadasiva samyokjanang anu tulam dahum ajiva gachati. Haven't heard of that one. I think not in the chanting. This is like appamadavaga. So verse 31. All the 20 verses are very beautiful. verse 21 until 40, they are very beautiful. They teach you how to develop the faith in training your mind to be mindful, leading to heedfulness. Okay? Any more questions? Otherwise, we read the last sentence. 3.3 teach you how to meditate.
3.3 Meditation involves two important steps. The first step is to train the mind to be heedful or ever mindful via deconditioning one's habitual heedless thinking. Then the second step is to use that trained or heedful mind to meditate via cultivating the Noble Eightfold Path, especially the Four Foundations of Mindfulness. It is also very important to understand what sati is. Also to understand that vipassana is not a knowledge that you can practice or learn via thought-based meditation, because it is an insight or wisdom that has to be awakened to via the direct seeing without thought. And wisdom is not a rigid knowledge that can be learned or practiced, because it is an understanding which is not rigid. This is the reason why the Buddha always says, he only showed us the way, but we must walk the path ourselves to awaken to it. V stands for the three universal characteristics of nature, anicca, dukkha, and anatta. And pasana is to insight into. So the meaning of vipassana is to insight into the three universal characteristics of nature, thus awakening to this truth. Note, there are no short notes for Heart Sutra classes 27 and 28 because Brother Teo's sharing was just based on a review of the Heart Sutra class 26 short notes.
Yes. So, I think we stop here. Do you have any other question? Anybody wants to ask anything? Or you have anything to add or not? If not, do you all need to do any chanting? We got 7 more minutes before 9:15. Great compassionate. Great compassionate, Tapito. Sing Ching lah. Okay. Then, you all know how to chant the other one or not? Ingbi here, Ingbi can help. The what? Dharani. Dharani. Okay, where is the song? So which one you want to start first? Tapecho, then Sing Ching, then only the last one, that one. Okay, the normal chanting book also have. Mahakaruna Dharani Sutta. Yeah. Okay.
Can you use
this mic come? Yeah, Amy.
Okay, I will ring the bell. Sato Boye Moha.
Su tan na tan si nam mo si chi li tuo yi mong er li ye po lu jie di shi fo lai leng guo po nam mo na lai jin si si li mo he pan tuo sa mi萨婆诃他都殊胜，尔时于萨婆萨埵，南无婆萨埵，南无婆伽摩伐克多，但知他唵阿婆卢悉，卢迦帝迦卢帝。悉利摩诃菩提萨埵，萨婆萨婆摩来摩来，摩悉摩悉利陀喻，俱卢俱卢揭摩，哆卢哆卢跋奢耶帝，摩诃跋奢耶帝。哆来哆来地利尼，是佛来也，遮来遮来，摩摩发摩来，目的利，依悉依悉，舍来舍来，阿来僧佛来舍利，发萨发僧佛来舍耶。呼噜呼噜摩来，呼噜呼噜悉利，娑来娑来，悉利悉利，苏噜苏噜，菩提耶菩提耶，菩陀耶菩陀耶，弥地利耶，那来谨墀，地利舍利。婆耶摩乃沙婆诃，悉陀耶沙婆诃，摩诃悉陀耶沙婆诃，悉陀喻依室盘那耶沙婆诃，那来谨墀沙婆诃，摩来那来沙婆诃。悉来僧阿穆揭耶萨婆诃，萨婆摩诃阿悉陀耶萨婆诃，遮吉来阿悉陀耶萨婆诃，波陀摩揭悉陀耶萨婆诃，那来谨墀盘揭来耶。萨婆诃，波婆利僧揭来耶，萨婆诃，南无诃来达那多来耶耶，南无阿利耶，婆卢揭谛，室盘那耶，萨婆诃，唵悉遍陀蔓陀来。巴多耶萨婆诃，揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛婆罗揭谛婆罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。观自在菩萨，心生般若波罗蜜多时。 照见无余皆空，独一缺苦二人，舍利子，舍不异空，空不异舍色，即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，此诸法空相不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味诸法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无明亦无明尽，乃至无老时亦无老时尽，无苦集灭道无智意，得已无所得故，菩提萨埵依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有空故，远离颠倒梦想究竟。善施主，佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故，知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：揭谛揭谛，波罗揭谛，波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛，波罗揭谛，波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。揭谛揭谛，波罗揭谛，波罗僧，揭谛菩提萨婆诃。
Namo Ratatraya, Namo Ayajana, Sagaravirochana, Burasaya Tathagateya, Arahate Samyasambu.Namo Sarvatathagate Be Arate Be Samya Sambuddhe Be Namo Arya Avalokite Shoraya Bodhisattvaya Mahasattvaya Mahakarunikaya Tayata Om
dara diri diri duru duru iktiwate sale sale prasale prasale kusuma kusume ware ili mili jite zola apana yesoha namo ratnatraya Sambuddhaya namo sarva tata gati be arhati be samya sambuddhe be namo arya avalokite shoraya bodhisattvaya Mahasattvaya Mahakarunikaya Dayata Om Daradara Diri Diri Duru Duru Iti Vate Sale Sale Prasale, prasale, kusuma, kusume, ware, ili, mili, zite, zola, apana, yesoha. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Yeah, thank you so much. Ling Bi, Pamasuri, and Song, and the rest who help out. So now we will do the sharing of merit, transfer of merit, then you make your aspiration. Okay, let us recall to mind all the wholesomeness that we have covered over the whole of today. And we would like to dedicate and share these merits with all beings, starting with the devas. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyantang anumoditwa cirang rakantu lokasasana itta wata cha amehi sampadan punya sampadan sape deva anumodantu sabasampati siddhiya Idang menya tina hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tina hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tina hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Imina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, you can pay respect to all the worthy ones. Then we end. Thank you. There is one announcement. You look at the program, because it's supposed to be 19 to 22 March. So tomorrow is 20th. Then I have here 6 o'clock start, no? Too early, I think, because the chanting down there haven't finished. So we continue to start at 6:15. Then I adjust the time in between, so that those people doing the following the chanting down there, they can actually come back and join us. Okay. Then the other thing is 22nd. We are going to have our dinner. What they call Sui An have actually suggested at Bing Chang Town. Where every year we don't get to take that steamboat. So this year he suggested, I think, good condition. So we agree. So what time shall we leave tomorrow? 5:30? Or you want to leave 5:30, I think, okay. Where the shop? Oh, you haven't made? Oh, okay. Okay, you can make the arrangement 6 o'clock there, I think. We leave at 5:30. Cannot?
No alignment.
Huh? Oh, Fa Chan's time is what time? Oh, until what time? Oh, then what time can he go? Ask him, then we book the time or the restaurant. Yeah, Wen Xia Sifu. Then he got transfer or we have to fetch? He got transfer, okay. Yeah. Deng Xiong Fa Si. Deng Xiong Sifu. Sure. Yeah.
Hello.
I've got a quick announcement. I need to know roughly how much we are collecting the donation for the temple. So could you kindly make the donation through Song? Where Song? Tomorrow or sometime tomorrow, you make the donation to Song so that we know how much the temple donation. And from there, we decide how much we are going to donate to the temple here. Because we are going to top up from the common pool fund. Okay. Tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow, last day donation, because we are also giving the ampao, the Navakama, to all the Sangha, the helpers. Okay, all right, thank you. Good night.